all the week, January midwinter evening. We begin with certain announcements we have to make relating to safety and ethics. The first being that should the fire alarm sound, if you go into any doorway with an illuminated exit sign and leave by that route, you will see another illuminated exit sign that will take you to an outside door at the safety. In terms of people appearing before the board, it is incumbent on any person who appears before the board who may have a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board to make that relationship known under state law and the town code of ethics. Now, we have a minor ministerial kind of activity before we begin our scheduled business, and that is we must look at our October minutes for approval. Is there a motion to
so move to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
Is there a second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
Mr. Chairman, I so move to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion on the question. There being none, those in favor, please say aye.
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 We now go to our scheduled agenda, beginning with regular business. And our first item is Planning Board File 4524, which is vacant land on Bunting Road, located near the intersection of Drown and Bunting and extending to Newton Road, currently zoned A1. Now, this is pre-application finding, and pre-application finding is a process in which we look to establish ownership and certain other kinds of facts to assure that the person sponsoring the project has the rights and prerogative to do so, and that it meets certain minimal standards. So is there someone here representing? Come up here and tell the recorded and leave a note for the written record who you are and where you're from.
My name is Joseph Ifollow. This is my son, Joseph Ifollow Jr. And I'm the owner of Golden Hammer Properties, which is the owner of the property on Bunting.
So as we have on file, you're looking at a little under 12 acres.
Yep.
A1.
Yep. Joseph and my architect, by the way.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're looking at possible stages of completion being 4, and you are the owner.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask board members if there are any other questions relating to this part of the process. This has nothing to do with the design or the number of units or their placement, but just, you know, is it appropriate for you to go ahead with this and do you have possession of the property? Is it properly described?
Yes.
No question.
I have no question. Given that these are just pre-application findings that I have at this point.
And I would echo what David said, just pre-application findings are very simple for us. You know, I think we'll look forward to seeing how your architect and engineer put everything together at a later time, but we're pretty good about it right now. So, yes, no questions?
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion regarding planning board subdivision final 45-2024. The following pre-application findings are based on the submitted site plan received on November 15, 2024, and applicant is detailed. The total acreage is 11.82 acres plus or minus. The desired zoning classification is A1. The number of possible stages of completion is 4. The applicant's position with respect to the title is owner. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, the zoning will remain as is. Three, access to surrounding properties is a good function, route, and Newton Road. Four, recreation fees will be provided in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code and shall be paid or provided prior to the final plat plan public hearing. Five, subdivision development fees per section 144-70D of the town code shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. And six, public hearing fees shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing.
Thumbs up.
Public fees, I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. On the question? There being nothing on the question, those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Now.
I would like to make a secondary motion regarding Planning Board Subdivision 45-2024. Sure. I would move to set a preliminary plot plan in public hearing, and the chairman deems it appropriate.
Second.
Motion and second. On the question, there be no comment. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Talk to the engineering folks, bring in your plan. Second regular business item is 10 Cabin Drive, and this is relative to Mission Systems looking for a rezoning recommendation. Is there someone here to speak for that project?
Yep.
Tell us who you are, where you're from.
Good evening. Mike Hines from Eaton Air Space, also known as Mission Systems, which are part of the
Ray Murphy with Fontenis, Boltzberg, and Architects.
I guess we've seen some renderings of your project, you know, from time to time.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing I'm going to canvas the board and see what questions folks have, what they may want to ask you.
Sounds good.
David,
I don't have any questions. Seems fairly straightforward.
I have a question about the loss of acreage in trees and whether there's any way to mitigate that by use of landscaping and islands within the parking area. And then we talked about this and that kind of a figure for how much mitigation is possible in terms of loss of trees.
So when we submitted earlier this year, we did meet with the Conservation Board. Would that be similar input from them regarding trees and landscaping?
I'm just wondering, in other words, you're saying, well, we're losing 3 acres of trees as part of development, but we can generate some offset by adding the equivalent of maybe an acre of trees through landscaping. That might be useful for people who know.
Okay. I don't have those calculations at hand, explore that, but as I mentioned, we did meet before the Conservation Board and they approved the landscaping plan as submitted.
Okay.
And that's a recommendation that would be included in this board's consideration and the town board's consideration as well. But there exists the option arborist, what would you call that? Proposal to make sure it's consistent with the character.
And just a quick, just real quick feedback. I assume that we'll have the opportunity to review that again. And the Conservation Board has already given approval for a presented plan. Is that what you said? The landscape plan has already been approved.
Right.
Okay. So,
we'll see that.
We would always love to err on the side of caution of more trees, more beautification of any site. No question about that. I don't have a question, but I'd like to make one comment. It's nice to see an existing business in the town of Orchard Park continue to be successful and want to expand within Orchard Park. I think that we want to make every reasonable effort possible to see that sort of expansion progress. And so I say congratulations to you guys on running a good business and stick around with Orchard Park. And please let us all continue. I appreciate you.
In my own thought, is, you know, as you know, by the residential zone, you know, right now, to look at providing some particle and what we'll be looking at that if rezoning is completed.
I would echo Mr. Hepner's comments. I think time before us, I made a similar statement. Henry, you support my son, I support your okay. But I don't have any questions.
All I say is welcome.
No question.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion regarding Planning Board File 40-24. I move to recommend the Town Board approve the request to rezone two parcels, SBLL number 161.18-2-2 and 161.18-2-1, totaling 6.65 acres plus or minus, BL from I-1 and R-3 to I-1 industrial to allow expansion of assembly and warehousing operations at the Mission System Facility Addition based on the following conditions and stipulations. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, fees shall be paid in accordance with section 144-70C of the Town Code prior to publication of the public hearing notice. Number three, the recommendation is contingent upon the applicant completing the project as proposed on the preliminary development plans and shall revert to its original zoning classification if the project is not completed per section 144-67 of the Town Code. Number four, access to the parking area shall be through Cobham Drive, California Road. And number five, Planning Board recommends the Town Board set a public hearing date for the rezoning as soon as possible.
I'll second that. So far, any discussion on the question?
Just on the question, or a reiteration of Chairman Kubinski's comments about that buffering and making it nice between industrial and residential areas that would be abutting. We've had, not on this project, but the Planning Board has had conversation about other projects and light intrusion and other sorts of things into residential neighborhoods. We just ask that you pay special attention to that as the plan develops, and we will be also.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. At this point, you know, we've already placed your representation.
We need a vote.
Those in favor, please, if they can put their aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. All the ayes are heard. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Located on the west side of Taylor, south of the southwestern, currently zoned I-1.
Is there someone here?
Who's that? Can you tell the record and written in auditory we are and where you're from?
Good evening, my name is Doug Face. I'm with Carmina Wood Design, the site civil engineer. So this is a 1 acre parcel on Taylor Road. It's zone I-1. The use, proposed use before you is warehouse office building. Site's currently vacant. Surrounding properties are either industrial, commercial, and there's a railroad southwest of the parcel. Conservation board earlier in 2024, and a recommendation approval for the landscape plan. And we got engineering approval in December of last year. And I'm here for you to answer any questions you might have on this project or.
Yes, I granted that I would love to be the number. And my impression is that you got a variance from the GBA for a setback.
Yes, that variance was granted with a long and what it is.
It's on the drawing then.
Yes.
Questions on project, David?
Is it, well, it's my understanding there is a business which is proposed to move into this facility at this point?
I don't know. Is there a business to move into this facility?
Yeah, part of Vestola Heating Code.
Okay, you didn't have to tell me that. Right. How many employees does Vestola have?
You know, I've had 75.
75. That's a good use of industrial property. I really don't have any questions of it. They need that information.
That's right.
And the Vestola property that's on Everett Road, this is an extension.
Yes. Okay.
And the purpose of this building is?
Storage.
Okay. Thank you.
Only question would be the storage. Are you aware of any hazardous materials that would be stored there that would be concerning?
Yeah, mostly additional HVAC equipment would be a big part of the storage.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Oh, would there be anything, you know, like flammable or?
Oh, no.
That's the last. But there's, I see the four sections in the building itself. Is that exclusively Vestola, or could the other companies give the opportunity to use the building?
Yeah, no, it's going to be all Vestola.
All of it.
And, well, KJ properties, which is Vestola.
Okay. So you're saying storage, so it's not necessarily going to be active employees on site, just generally your staff coming in or out, picking things up.
There would be staff, yes.
There would be staff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an office space in the building as well.
Just out of curiosity, any idea how many people will be on site at any given time during normal work hours? I'm not looking at
figures. It's down 3 to 5.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Are you storing perfluorocarbons on site?
Pardon?
Perfluorocarbons?
No, perfluorocarbons.
It's a material used in HVAC, as I understand.
No, not really. I mean, well, the equipment would have refrigerant in it, but that would be about it. We wouldn't be storing refrigerant.
Not separate from the units.
And just normal business hours would be traffic. I'm just curious for traffic in and out of the site. Trucks.
Yeah, 7 to 5.
Yeah.
If we have business hours.
But the bulk of that traffic is likely out in the morning for job sites and back to the shop.
Yeah, typically load up in the morning, gone for the day.
Okay.
In terms of lighting, engineering time.
It's fine. They provided photometrics and it's appropriate.
Any other questions?
I just think it's great to see a company expanding in Orchard Park.
Thank you. I think we all agree.
Thank you.
Alex, you're welcome.
Abby, maybe you want to make a motion regarding planning board file 01-2023. I move to recommend that the town board approve the presented site plan and authorize a building permit to construct a 50-foot by 240-foot office warehouse building upon 1.3 acres per the plan received on 3/28/24 based on the following conditions and stipulations. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Two, this is unlisted seeker action based on the short EAF submitted on 3/28/24 and a negative declaration is made. Three, the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting is to be directed downward and toward the site. Four, an area variance was granted on 2/21/23 by the Zoning Board of Appeals for a 30-foot front setback. Five, no outside storage or display is permitted. Six, the landscape plan received 6/4/24. Was approved with a total green space meeting the town requirement of 20%. In accordance with section 144-44C1A2, a certified check amounting to 50% of the $16,175 landscaping estimate value shall be deposited with the town clerk, $8,087.50. Conservation Board approval was granted on 5/2/23. Seven. Any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. Eight, the applicant is to provide the Town of Orchard Park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial appraiser. Finally, nine, engineering approval was granted on 12/11/2024.
I would second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion on the project? There being none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. All the ayes are heard. Congratulations. Again, we're glad that you're choosing to stay in Orchard Park.
Well, thank you very much. Excellent. Thank you. Thanks.
Our fourth regular business item is planning board file 34-24, and the petitioner is looking for the planning board to accept the agency. But we appreciate that you might be prepared, but we don't necessarily want a description of the project. So we'll just canvas the board and then have another motion. So,
is there any way we can do a 2-minute update?
2 minutes, I'm going to time them.
I'll go to
if he goes over, we're going to power us until next one.
All right, good evening. Sean Hopkins on behalf of the applicant. Also with me is Dave Capretto. As chairman's indicated, we're not asking for anything this evening other than you adopted a resolution to declare yourself a lead agency. I do want to note, over the course of the lengthy review process, we began this in the fall of 2023. We've had numerous conversations and meetings with representatives of the HOA and the Birdsong community. I think you've all received a letter that was prepared by Kevin Miller that basically summarizes their support for the current layout. The current layout was first presented to the town board during its meeting on August 14th. I want to note just for the record that we appreciate the efforts that were made by the HOA and Kevin Miller to work with us. We think we finally reached a consensus on the layout. And I do want to point out one thing on behalf of the Birdsong HOA is they've asked for the consideration of the gated emergency access driveways that we're showing that those not be required, but we have indicated if they are required, which I believe ultimately they are, they will be subject to a declaration of restrictions report at the Erie County Clerk's Office to make sure that they're not converted into public roadways at any point in the future. And then I'll end with the fact that we're hoping at your next meeting you'll be able to finalize the environmental review and issue a recommendation to the town board, which will then allow the town board to proceed with the required public hearing decision.
Did you run over the 2 minutes?
You have 33 seconds left.
No, he doesn't.
Wait time.
He said thank you.
Well, I do want to thank Anna for us up to date with all the documentation you received. We sure appreciate that.
Okay.
Nick, would you like to do a motion on this one?
I make the motion. Lexington Heights, file 34-2024, formerly known as Birdsong Subdivision, parts 4 and 5, located on the west of Transit Road, north of Jewett Homewood. With regard to file 36-24, Lexington Heights, CMO request, I move that the planning board declare themselves lead agency for this project's CEQA action.
Second. Motion is second. Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. All ayes. Moving along. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great
evening.
I'm great that.
I learned that.
We have an item under our concept review portion of the agenda, and that is Harvest Hill Golf Course at 3052 Transit Road, and it relates to constructing a caretaker's dwelling. This is basically a concept review, and as such, action will not. Action will not be taken, but the board will hear your proposal and decide, offer your, your proposal consideration and thoughts on how to go forward. So,
thank you guys for presenting this project. My name is Joe Adfalo. I'm from Animal Architects. This is Ross Polino, he's the owner of the Harvest Hill Golf Course. And we're here today to propose a small single-story building to be used as a house for the groundskeeper of the golf course. First, I want to start with the location. So Harvest Hill is a pretty large golf course. We're going to be focusing more on the southeast portion of the course, down towards where Michael Road is and the Transit Road, off the main entrance of the golf course on the Transit Road, more specifically. So like I said, the house is used solely for the caretaker of the golf course. It's going to be owned and used under the property of the golf course. So for the house itself, it's said to be single-story house, approximately 1,620 square feet.
No, 1,000 square feet.
1,098 square feet.
Okay,
so we have reduced it.
A tiny house.
Yep. So it is going to be a very small house, just one bedroom. And the architectural style is going to be represented from the clubhouse and the gathering building, which is adjacent to where we're proposing to put the house. So it's going to be in a similar square footage of what is on the site plan, but the style of it is going to come with the 11x17 elevation that I submitted to you guys. The style we're looking for is the large timber frames, the gray metal roof, and again, that all comes from the clubhouse itself. And then the color textures are kind of gathered from the golf course, but all the stuff that's around. And now the reason why we picked this specific location for the house, it's in close proximity to the clubhouse, and also we wanted to find an area where the keeper would have a good view of the whole golf course, so you can see all the greens and the fairways, and this location does allow for that. And then additionally, the location that we're proposing, there's a nice barrier between the house and Transit Road. There's already two buildings in the way and a lot of shrubbery, so people who are driving down Transit Road will hardly be able to see the house. And then lastly, like you mentioned, is that because it is used for the keeper of the golf course, it's not going to add an additional traffic to Transit Road. I think that was probably everything. So I'll open up to you guys, answer any questions, or go into the detail.
As far as the nature of the contents of the house, is it more going to be a residential structure, just streamlined, almost like a house on a golf course, or will there be equipment stored inside as well?
No equipment. It'll be just for occupancy.
the summer months that the golf course is open. So winter months, it probably won't be occupied for anything. So it'll just be another home building like we have at the course already. We have a, you know, bathroom is open off the side of the building, off the side of the property. We have a little shanty for food. This will be a little small 1,000-square-foot building to allow somebody to live there 24/7 during the summer months.
Thank you.
I have a question. What are you going to do if the guy you hire has three kids?
Well, then I'm a new guy. That's when I got me three kids.
I have no problem with that. The concept is good. I think the need is probably there. So
I can make one other comment. My son is now managing the golf course. He's like 40 years old. I want him the hell out of my house, so that's where he's going to live. He lives in New York during the year, but during the summers he manages the golf course for me now. So he technically lives in New York City. So he's got an apartment there, but during the summer months, he stays at my house. I don't want him at my house. I don't
want him. You want us to make that part of the motion?
I don't anticipate any additional outdoor lighting other than lights for the house. So,
That was my only thought. I like the idea. I don't want to see Bill Murray with the orchard fire.
You want what?
I don't want to see Bill Murray or Kay Shag.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But other than that, it seems like very reasonable request.
Just to give you a heads up, though, I'm working with these folks on Southwestern Boulevard, and it's not funny right now, but I want to build maybe like four tiny houses like this too for people that live in Orchard Park that are downsizing their snowbirds and come back for summer, and they need a place. It'll be like a 1,000-square-foot building. I went to go plot land that we tore down one house on Southwestern, and there's an area there, and they've already designed some. That's not in front of you right now, but I want to present that possibly to start that project in the fall or maybe in the following year, but a similar type of idea. But that needs special considerations. We need like one big car about driveway, and it's a little more complicated. But I just want to give you the heads up. It should be a good project, but I think people in Orchard Park that want to, you know, be that snowbird and come back and have a place to go, especially if they play golf, it'd be nice to be right on the course. So we're going to try and provide that.
You keep putting your kids out of the house, your wife may put you out.
He said I'm out of the house, I'll put my son out of this. Yeah.
Okay. Do you anticipate this being year-round living? Or?
No, because right now he has a place in New York City, that's where he lives. And so he really just comes in for the summer to work. But it could be, maybe somebody else, maybe my son wants to do something else, maybe somebody else to work, maybe they want to live year-round. Could be, because the house right in front of it is a year-round house. It'll be insulated, it'll be bundled up like a regular house. So they could live there 12 months out of the year.
Just a question. I guess we've seen that the board is pretty much, you know, positive on the idea. And we start with folks in the engineering, get that stuff in, they'll guide you.
Okay, so the next step is to get my formal building plan for engineering?
That's building site plan.
Site plan.
Once you get your approval for on board, then you bring in your building plans.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all we have.
Sorry, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For 4117 Abbott Road, Northwest Abbott at Allen. For that, right now, there's a zoning issue. There's some rezoning in process, and we've been advised by Councilor Bailey to
advising the board to adjourn this matter, not hear it until or unless the town takes action on this one change, because it's purely special.
Can I speak out on that?
No.
We'll wait, we'll see what happens.
Do we have any feel for timing on something like that?
No. We're just putting this off until the town board acts if they do it. So your connection would be with them in terms of the
we have a value review and the function of the town board.
Yes. They act and then they'll send it back here.
Is there any way we can give our behalf to try to be on the new zoning?
No. We're just not taking any action on this at all. No record concerning this matter other than your opinion. Okay.
We can't go ahead
for the third time, no. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And with the end of our agenda being reached,
Mr. Chairman, unless there's some reason not to, I would offer a motion to close our meetings.
I presume you will have many seconds. Is there anyone opposed? There being none, you adjourn. If there are folks here.